the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Dark, all you need is a spark. A cathedral of tortures light the night. On your mark, here I am. I'm your spark. Run away, wind. Run. Trade your telescope for a keyhole. You make way for the gray that's in your brown. As dreams made way for plans, so you watch life from the stands. Come on, I'll help you burn them to the ground. On your here I
Westerberg with Runaway Wind. Paul, best known as the former lead singer, guitarist, songwriter in The Replacements, one of the seminal alternative rock bands of the 80s in the Twin City area and well known throughout the United States. He launched a solo career after the dissolution of that band. In recent years, he has cultivated a more independent-minded approach, primarily recording his music at home in his basement. I know that feeling. Paul Westerberg up next. Tim Cheesebrough with Remember to Remember Me on MHB.
Winter's white blanket on Christmas Day. See the sun racing upwards, the moon chasing after to bring all its sights, take the colors away. Lay down where the grass grows so high. Give me some wings, it's my turn to fly. I've seen the faces of the children in laughter. I've given away what I have left to share. I've smelled the flowers still in the garden. I have kissed the girl with them in her hair. Lay me down where the grass grows so high. Give me some wings, it's my turn to fly. For all I ever asked for your love is remember to remember me when I.
Performing original music since he was 15. He's a St. Paul native. And back in 2013, he had a vision to create a website that would, well, we are in 2013. But anyway, he says his vision for the next 4 years is to deliver vibrant programs that educate and support the creation of new music, provide opportunities and promote development to bridge the gap between student and professional, to nurture a dependable Mobius strip of fundraising that allows for work and leaves room to grow. Our work, he says, is characterized by financial diversity and stability, and to build with the right people who are fully utilized and engaged in the work that they're passionate about. And that's why Tim Cheesebrough created a website titled musicworksmn.org, musicworksmn.org. It's very cool. You can register for free. You can put your gigs on there. You can interface with other people of the like mind who are trying to write music and get out there and perform it. And as opposed to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, which is mainly a songwriting organization at mnsongwriters.org, musicworksmn.org, MusicWorks Minnesota is geared more toward the performing singer-songwriter. Tim Cheesebrough, we thank you. Up next, Ben Hoganson with Puzzle Pieces off his 1/5 Zulu CD. And had a chance to hear him a couple months ago in the Twin Cities, and as I just posted on our website, a stunning singer and guitarist. And he's excited about the prospects of coming up to Northwestern Minnesota and performing. I'd like to wish a very happy birthday today, May 30th, to my grandfather, Charlie Unbehauen, who was born 146 years ago today in Marshall Township, Richland County, Wisconsin. Well, it's fishing season here in Minnesota, and I can't think of a more appropriate song to play than Bob Muscovitz's Wish I Could Fish. I love this song. Mm-hmm.
Wish I could fish, catch myself a walleye or a bass, before I find my motor out of gas. Skeeters lighting on me with each cast. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be chicken. Wish I could fish, find myself a crappie or a sunny. Good thing that I never fish for money. Hour after hour sure seems funny. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be burgers. Some folks have a knack of catching fish with minnow bait. Some folks catch the fish with hooks and trinkets with the make. Some folks check the bottom, troll around with bait that's fake. But me, no matter what I try, it's pork chops, roast, or steak. Wish I could fish, catch myself something I can eat. Drop it in the oil and have a treat. Share it with my friends, the campfire heat. If I could fish, my supper dish would not be turkey. Some folks have a way of knowing where fish hide each day. Some folks catch the feeling, manage knowing where to stay. Some folks never worry, cause they know they'll find a way. But me, no matter what I do, there's one thing I can say. Since I can't fish, my supper dish is going out to eat and drink some beer, and lying about the fish I catch each year. Knowing that the truth is very clear, if I could fish, my supper dish would not be chicken, pork chops, hot dogs, brats, burgers, roast beef, steak, turkey, jerky, tuna, shrimp, ham, spaghetti, macaroni.
That's my buddy Bob. Bob Muscovitz from Hackensack, Minnesota, Wish I Could Fish. Clever song. Hey, you know, what a coincidence. I just get a Facebook message here that Kenneth Wayne Letexier is listening from East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Yes, I knew I had a singer from over on the east side. And I was all queued up to play his song, Number 9. Here's Kenneth Wayne Letexier with Number 9.
I'd gladly sing all night here if I could drink for free. I'd be about as happy as any old sailor boy could be. So barkeep, keep 'em coming till I've gone plumb insane. So I can drown away my sorrows, my misery and pain. I woke up the next morning and fell right out of bed. I tripped over my boots, left on the floor, and hit the nightstand with my head. Alone I lay here bleeding. Oh Lord, how could this be? The room just keeps a-spinning. Get these monkeys off of me. My ex-wife crazy, my kinfolk think I'm mad, because of all the things I've done and the wild side I still have. I'm not looking for any pity or lessons in philosophy. I'll just bide my time in this cold jail cell in the Dakotan territory. I've got my list of troubles, and I'm sure you have yours too. So tip it up and let all the bubbles slide out of your last brew. Wondering how you could have done things different, and all the friends that you once knew. This bar stool's become my home now. Bar keeps sliding down, not one but two. My ex-girlfriend had a baby, she told me that he's mine. The court wanted a blood test, I said go ahead then, fine. Results just came back today, for once the mail came right on time. twinkle in my eye. I hope they love me always. I swear to God I tried. I can't tell you how many nights I've sat here alone and cried. Bar keeps sliding down another, but I'm already petrified.
Texier. Hope I got that right, Kenny. Fine voice. Somewhat familiar. Yeah, you know, if you were going to be over in Grand Forks a week from Saturday, we could meet each other. I'll be performing at 3 o'clock. Yours truly, Carl Enbihan, doing his crazy folk music run amok and an occasional serious song at 3 o'clock on the east side and then noon on Sunday on the Grand Forks side. That's at the Grand Cities Art Fest, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. You know, Kenny mentioned in there that he had a blood test to prove paternity. Happened to me once, and I'm not saying that I drink that much beer, but when it came back, they said that Sam Adams was the father. Snare drum. Here's Katie Vernon with a song titled Next Year on Minnesota Homebrew.
What I start, I'll do all the things I said I'd do, I'll do them without you. I'll do them without you.
Woke up this morning, what did I see? An empty pillow and a fuzzy TV. Some people try to be so cool. Me, all I really need is you, yeah, yeah. You people act like you own the place. Wipe the stupid little look off your face. You push me down, it makes you feel so good. But now you're losing like I knew you would. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I am. Time goes by and honey, there you stay. Your boring life drags on day after day. You sit there in your lonely chair, waiting for someone to show they care. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I am.
Bemidji's very own blues singer Sonny Johnson, who performed a week ago or so at Bridget's Pub. I want to say St. Bridget's Pub, it might be, in downtown Bemidji. Very cool place with some great Irish food and a super beer selection. And I'd be lying if I said Minnesota homebrew wasn't a double entendre. We not only talk about homebrewed music, but we like our beer on this show too. And if I weren't here, I'd rather be over at JT's Man Cave, where I could be enjoying a nice summer shandy. For you who aren't into beer that much, a shandy is a lemon-infused beer. Line and Kugels makes a good one, and my son tells me the very best is Steamboat Shandy, made by the Potosi Brewing Company out of Wisconsin. And next time I'm down, I'm going to have to get some. Anyway, no matter what cold beverage you're enjoying this evening, I hope you're enjoying Minnesota Homebrew. Kenneth Wayne Letexier is listening, and he says he just might make it over to Grand Cities Art Fest a week from this weekend. Up next, former songwriting instructor at the McNally Smith College of Music, Jill Holly, with her tune, I Can't Thank You Enough.
Night like this, standing face to face, nothing compares to the way that you embrace our love, our life, our future. This night when we touch. at me the way you're looking tells me out of everything the universe allows this spark, this high, this moment, this night.
Well, that's Jill Holly. I was just getting off the telephone, had a caller, Mr. John Tweet, calling to request two songs. One is a Bob Dylan tune called Simple Twist of Faith and Fate. And, of course, we know that Bob Dylan is the king of Minnesota singer-songwriters. And he also wants a Bob Muscovitz song. Now, we've played one by Bob tonight, but two is even better. So let's go to our magic screen here and pull a song in. It's one we played a little bit before St. Patrick's Day. That should give it away a little for you, Bob. John loves this song. It's called The Leprechaun Song. And if we can just find it here. Where is it? Well, I'm going to have to cue that up a little bit, but let's do a conga poem here by our friend and listener, Don Karski. This is titled Pieces on Minnesota Homebrew.
Who could have decided the one be divided? You, me, him, her, us, them? Was it the other that became the mother of up, down, in, out, now and then? Where did it start, this falling apart? The beginning, the middle, the end? Was it once one, but not enough fun? So the truth began to pretend. Whole become part? Did the end reach the start? Did loneliness create a friend? Did love need a lover? Did push need a shover? receiving require a sender. Now, put it back together, the ink, parchment, and feather, the poet, the poem, and the pen. Was it not one? The game and the fun? Now it's over. Please start it again.
That's Don Karski from St. Croix Falls, Minnesota, a member of Minnesota Association of Songwriters. A wonderful organization, and if you want more information, go to mnsongwriters.org. We are having a informational meeting here in Thief River Falls on Wednesday, June 26th, along with a supper, and that's going to take place respectfully at Kezar Music. Oh, and a song circle at Kezar Music. That's what I was trying to say. No wonder I couldn't find the Leprechaun song in my catalog, because that's not the title of the song. It's titled Pot of Gold from the CD by the same name. Here's Bob Muscovitz again, and this is for you, John.
I saw a funny little man dancing in the glen. Smiley face, sparkly eyes, rosy cheeks, and then he stopped a bit to look at me as if it was the end. Laughed out loud and carried on, I thought he was pretend. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kinda made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. I never thought that I would see this funny little man jumping up round and round, dancing on the land. I never dreamt that he was real, but now I understand. He smiled at me and then a wink before he took my hand. Wrinkled face and funny pipe, grin from ear to ear, leaning on his crooked cane, bringing me his cheer. I still recall the memory of what my grandma told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold. Yes, it made me wonder if there's gold within the pot. At first I never saw a thing, my guess was that it's not. A rainbow came from nowhere on his chest, I saw a spark. He said, everyone's a rainbow, it's a gold that's in your heart. The little man looked back at me as if it's time to go. With a smile on his face, from his heart aglow, I know that I will not forget, and I'll forever know about the Irish leprechauns, the lesson that will grow. Ragged suit and baggy pants, a top hat with the buckle, four-leaf clover in his hand, it kind of made me chuckle. When I was just a little lad, my grandma always told us all about the leprechauns and their pots of gold.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as a light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the rain. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
As for my good buddy John Tweed, a fine songwriter and musician, member of Old Vern. I suggested he rename it New Vern, but hard telling what's going to happen to John's group. They're kind of spread all over Devil's Lake, Valley City, Thief River Falls, and I wish them the best, whatever they decide to do, either together or separately. Hey, John, I got an idea. Since you and I have no love for light beer, we should see if we could invent a car that runs on light beer. Then we could find a good use for that stuff. Normally, as if you listen to Minnesota Homebrew, you know that yours truly, Carl Unbehound, performs a song live on the bottom of each hour. Fortunately, I've been nursing this summer cold in the spring for about 3 weeks now. I'm still hoarse. I hope I'll be fine for next weekend. So I queued up something I did in my basement here about 10 years ago, a song called Forget About Me.
They're calling the pines, weeping the willows, weeping down the hills, lurking in the meadows. It brought me to my knees, and I heard a voice.
Positive that if you record in your basement, you can get your song played here on Minnesota Homebrew. Like I always say, you send it, I'll play it. Luckily, there are some people who really know how to record in their basement, people like Doug Milloway, who's listening tonight, and thank you for the kind words about that song. It's kind of a, I think that's one of the five songs I wrote after going to a Gordon Lightfoot concert. Has a lot of elements in there of Gord, he's the man. Well, we're running out of time tonight. I am going to play a song by Breakaway after this next tune, which is by a classmate of Bob Muscovitz. Here's Dave J. Palak with Kelly Swamp.
There's something strange something tonight isn't right. In Kelly.
Song gives me the creeps in a very nice way. Dave J. Palak. Up next, Virgil Trucker and Jake Breaking. Together, they're called Breakaway. Here's a song called What's the Difference here on Minnesota Homebrew.
I give you the sun and the moon. And all the nights from July to June, but what's the difference? What's the difference? I buy you roses every day and take you to all of your favorite plays, but what's the difference? What's the difference? I budge my way into the line. Tell everybody that you are mine, but what's the difference? What's the difference? And I'd sing the songs, both old and new, and I'd write words that were just for you, but what's the difference? What's the difference? And things just don't add up. Say or do, it don't seem to mean a thing to you. What's the difference? What's the difference? I play the games you wanna play and keep on hoping every day, but what's the difference? What's the difference? I'd buy you coffee and I'd buy you tea and do the things that make you notice me, but what's the difference? What's the difference? I'd hear the music and dance alone, 'cause you won't answer your telephone, but what's the difference? Oh, what's the difference? You know I want you, but you don't have time, and I'm just a poet that's looking for a rhyme, but what's the difference? What's the difference? Things just don't add up. They're never quite enough. No matter what I say or do, don't seem to mean a thing to you. Things just don't add up. Say or do, it don't seem to me a thing to you. What's the difference? What's the difference?
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. What a good time we had tonight, don't you think so? We'll be back again next Thursday night with another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew, God willing. Thanks, John, for calling in from the road. And thanks for Doug and Don and all the rest of you listening. We're going to close the night out with a gentleman named Todd Sauer, and this song's a little country, A Country Dozen. See you next week.
He said, if I ever send you flowers, never ever speak to me again. Just try it once, you say, it'll be our end.
such a shy thing. She ain't shy.